Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We've had a really good show so far this morning. Our first guest was Amy Anthrop, the softball director for Purdue University, and Andrew Quinn, the head baseball coach for the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Our next guest is Matt Scott. He's the leader and the head coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Good morning, Coach Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. I saw you already heading out to Clinton Prairie this morning, passed you on the road when I was heading in here to the station. Looks like you guys got a game with Frankfort this morning.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we played last night. We played Southmont. Today we play a varsity JV doubleheader against Hot Dogs.
Okay. I was just looking at your schedule here. Did you get that game in before spring break against Peru? Was that – I didn't know if you guys got that in.
No, that was a scrimmage that we were supposed to get in, and we didn't end up getting that in. So we were supposed to play Lebanon this past Wednesday, and I think everybody knows how that went. So we are our first game was last night against Southmont. So this is game two for us today.
Okay, before we start into the season and start talking about some of the boys, let's first mention the Gophers have updated their facilities at Clinton Prairie, and you guys got lights now, new, let's let you talk about it, Coach. It's really, with the pictures I've seen, it's really, really nice.
Yeah, we've done quite a bit of upgrades to our facilities. About 3 years ago, the school was gracious enough to help us redo the entire infield, so that was laser level graded, and we did all that kind of stuff. And then the past probably year or so, we've done quite a few updates to our facilities outside of that. So we tore down the old batting cage, and we have a new double barrel batting cages. We got two batting cages out there now instead of just one. Those should be finished up here this week. We have all new fencing around the entire field. We got the bullpens were updated, and we did fencing around the bullpens. We kind of angled in the fencing so it gave our fans and the opposing fans a little better view of the field. We completely redid our backstop, so now we have a brick backstop that has some red padding behind it and then high-tension netting all the way around, so it's a little bit easier to see for our fans. And then we did, the boys and some volunteers and us did some we laid some concrete, and then we put a new halo around home plate. So it's got some wings on it. And then, as you mentioned, we got brand new lights. So we got to play under the lights last night for a little bit. So, yeah, we've done quite a bit of upgrades out here, and it's a fantastic facility. And hopefully we can get the fans, we can play some good enough baseball to have the fans enjoy it out here this year.
Well, that's awesome. Baseball program has been much improved over the years, and to update that facility I think was great. You guys deserved it, and I think it's only going to help the program down the future.
I agree, 100%, yes.
Hey, you said last night you opened up the season and christened that new field against Southmont. Can you talk a little bit about how all that went?
Yeah, so we ended up winning 14-9. We were down early, 7-3, and we had a really big inning. We took advantage of some walks they gave us, a couple hit-by-pitches, and then strung a few hits together. And we ended up putting a 10-run inning up on the fourth on Southmont, and then we got ahead and we hung on. So we started the day with Kai Jacobs, who's one of our freshmen this year. He started on the bump for us, and then he threw about 3 1/3 innings. And then we called on Ty Kirkpatrick, who's a senior for us, and he came in and kind of finished off the game for us there. And we were fortunate enough to win 14-9. And then I was really most pleased with how we battled. And last year we kind of struggled in close games, or if we got behind, we tended to shut down a little bit. And this is, this is a different group. They've got a little more moxie to them. They've kind of been through the battles a little bit, and they kind of understand, that in high school baseball, just because you're down early doesn't really mean a whole lot. So I was really proud of our effort. We had Jonas Nibb had I think he ended up walking three times last night, but he had two at-bats where he saw 10 pitches plus. Derek McDonald was kind of the same thing. He's kind of a first-year starter, senior, and he had, I think, two walks, and then both of his walks were 10-plus pitch at-bats. So, grinding out at-bats, making pitchers throw, a lot of pitches and things like that, it was nice to see us, especially the first game of the year, kind of wonder, pitching's always ahead of hitting that early in the year. So it was nice to see us kind of grind out some at-bats and take advantage of what was given to us.
Well, to score 14 runs, looks like you're moving the ball around the field a little bit. Can you talk about some of your leaders last night hitting the baseball?
Yeah, so Ty Jacobs and Malachi Corbin both drove in some runs for us. Both of those guys are freshmen. They're going to be an integral part of us moving forward. You know, Landon Hughes, we had a couple of situations where he put the ball in play quite a bit, although it may not have been although it may have been the fielder's choice or he made an out or whatever, it scored a couple runs for us. Ben Schlicker, who's a new kid for us, Coach Schlicker, the football coach, his boy, came in, had a couple of RBIs. And so, you know, we got some young guys that are kind of stepping up to the plate, kind of put the ball in play and kind of helping us a lot. And you know, we took a lot of advantage of, you know, Southmont's kind of inability to throw strikes there in the fourth inning. They were kind of wild a little bit, and we didn't chase, and that was kind of what led to a big inning. We had they walked in three or four runs, and then we just had some timely hitting.
Can you talk a little bit about some seniors you got on the ball club this year? Just driving down the road and seeing the nameplates on the poles, looks like you got a lot of guys out for baseball.
Yeah, so we got six seniors this year. Landon Hughes is our first baseman. He's been with the program all 4 years. Great kid. Do anything you ask him to do. He's captain for us this year. Just kind of leads by example, kind of the energy of our team. So kind of how he goes, we go when it comes to our energy and stuff like that. And then Ty Kirkpatrick, who picked up the win last night, he's another captain for us. Guy that's probably going to hit somewhere between the two and six holes, somewhere in there. He's going to be one of the guys we're going to rely on pretty heavily, especially in the conference season, to throw a lot of innings for us. He's going to play some third base and then some shortstop. Jonas Nipp, who I spoke about earlier, he's a second baseman, shortstop, kind of middle infield guy. Guy that can move the ball around, kind of hit oppo for us a little bit. Same thing, he's going to hit somewhere 2-6, somewhere in that neighborhood probably. Derek McDonald's going to play the outfield for us, kind of a first-year varsity starter. You know, I was really impressed with how he battled last night at the plate, a lot of long at-bats and stuff like that, so that was kind of nice to see. And then we got Connor Cobb. He's going to be left fielder. He's going to catch for us a little bit. He's going to throw. He's going to be kind of the jack-of-all-trades. So when Ty pitches, he'll probably move in to play a little bit of third base. You know, he's mostly our starting left fielder, but he's caught the last 3 years. So this year we want to kind of give him a break behind the plate. He'll still catch for us, you know, midweek games and stuff like that, but gives him kind of an opportunity to keep his legs fresh and also give us some innings on the mound, which is vitally important to us this year because we're kind of thin, you know, in pitching and situations like that. And then our last senior is Avery Nemo. He's kind of a super sub for us. He can play the outfield for us. He may end up throwing some innings, you know, later in the year. And so we got six seniors. All of them have been with the program for 4 years, except for Jonas. Jonas came in last year. They're all really good kids, great students in the classroom, which is what we preach, great teammates and things like that. So really fortunate to have a good group of seniors this year.
Well, Coach, let's go right down your roster for the schedule. First up today, Frankfort Hot Dogs. What are you expecting out of that game as you go play a doubleheader, I think you said?
Yeah, varsity JV doubleheader for us today, yeah. You know, I expect to compete. That's kind of the things that we've talked about. There's games on our schedule we feel like we should win, and we go in there and we should just dominate, you know, those opponents and things like that. And then there's situations where we got to go in and we got to compete and things like that. And Frankfort's got a really good program. Coach Dudley over there has got those kids playing well. You know, they've got a plethora of arms that they can rely on. They're going to mix up pitches and stuff like that. And they've already played, you know, 2, 3, 4 games, whereas this is going to be our second game. So our hope is to go over there. Braden Clawson's going to start for us on the mound. He's going to throw strikes for us. And then we got to compete in the batter's box. And that's kind of the main thing that we're kind of looking for is solid pitching and competing in the batter's box.
Well, looking down the rest of your schedule, looks like you got some heavy hitters in there this year. I was talking with Raymond Jones last week on the show here, and he explained a little bit different for how the Hoosier Heartland Conference makes up playing baseball and softball this year. Normally you do them back-to-back home and away series with a lot of these schools, but this year is just one time, and then you're going to play in a Hoosier Heartland tourney over at the ballpark in Kokomo. But, man, you've got Traders Point, Hamilton Heights, Cardinal Ritter, Beech Grove, West Lafayette, North Montgomery. A lot of big-time programs.
Yeah, our you know, when we went to that one game instead of two games on our schedule, we dropped 9 games kind of right off the bat. So before Brian Eaton left, I kind of talked to him about wanting to beef up the schedule a little bit. And then Chad Peckinbaugh, our new AD, came in, and we just kind of sat down, and we were like, hey, listen, we got to it's not going to do us any good to try to play, you know, some teams that we know we are going to beat. We need to be in the regular season. We need to be challenged. Come tournament time, that's kind of what you want. So we picked up Lebanon, as you mentioned. We picked up Benton Central, which is a new sectional opponent for us this year. We got Hamilton Heights, who's, you know, a big 3A school over there in county, or Hamilton County. And then, you know, Cardinal Ritter is a team that we've played the last, you know, probably 5 or 6 years. And Coach Scott, Dave Scott over there, Cardinal Ritter down there, Cardinal Ritter, he does a really nice job with them. Beach Grove, we drove down there 1 hour and 20 minutes last year and played them. And I really, they have a wonderful facility. It's all turf, you know, great facility to play at. And we're going to return the favor and give them a great facility to play at this year. But, you know, Central Catholic, West Lafayette, Seegers, Rankin, State of Indiana. Our conference last year had 4 teams that won a sectional. So our conference and our schedule this year has been beefed up quite a bit. I really think that's going to help us moving forward. We're going to compete. We're going to see some pitching that we probably won't see from other schools that we would compete against, you know, at a lower level. So having those high 2A, 3A schools and stuff like that coming in, or us going over there, is only going to benefit us come tournament time.
And I think the Gophers probably ready for the challenge. You guys have been working for the last 4 or 5 seasons, or maybe even longer, you know, really beefing up the junior high and getting that going, and even in youth baseball. Can you talk a little bit about that and the process of getting the Gopher program, you know, up to ready to take on a schedule like that this year?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we've had the past couple of years, we've kind of gotten together with Mulberry and Colfax, and they used to be kind of a separate entity, and obviously you know that being on the board over there. And we really like the fact that both Mulberry and Colfax were really willing to kind of, you know, come together for the benefit of our program as a whole. You know, Colfax has got great facilities. They've got, you know, multiple fields you can play at. Mulberry does a nice job over there. Mulberry's, you know, one of those small little quaint towns, as well as Colfax, that, you know, at the end of the day, all those kids are going to play together when they get to junior high and all that kind of stuff. So we thought it was very important for us to try to play games at both facilities, try to get those kids that would play just at Colfax to play at Mulberry. And so Mulberry and Colfax were gracious enough to come together, and we got a Clint Prairie Rec League. So our T-ball, 8U, 10U, and 12U all fall under the Clint Prairie Rec League now. And those boys play, as well as softball girls, but those boys play at both Mulberry and Colfax, and they travel around the immediate area and play each other. So that's really nice. And then when they funnel into our junior high program, I got to give a shout-out to Jamie Smith. He's been wonderful for us. He runs that junior high program. You know, we've had Tim Kuzmich the last couple of years as health coach. Heath Harshbarger, and Caleb Horn, a former player of mine, has helped. And then Landon Southern's father, Scott, has come back to help a little bit. So we've been very fortunate to have some really good coaches there. And we've got quite a few young guys who've played a lot of baseball, whether it's through our rec league or through some travel stuff. And so we're pretty excited to see those kids get to play on our field. They actually got to play on our new field before we did, so that was kind of nice. They got to play under the lights and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to be able to kind of get that pipeline, if you will, going, and having a number of strong individuals, you know, helping coach and trying to do things the way that we do it, you know, at the high school level. So it's not kind of a culture shock when they get here. So same calls that we use, same types of philosophies, whether it's base running, defense, offense, that's always nice to see.
Well, it's not that you guys haven't been winning at varsity baseball. You guys have, but I think this is going to be very influential in making sure, you know, have a strong varsity program year in, year out. Last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the girls' basketball program. Had Jason Haight on last week. I don't know if you caught that or not, but, you know, Bobby Smith told him it'd take 10 or 15 years to see the fruits of his labor. And I was just talking with Coach Anthrop on the first part of the show today, and she agreed, you know, we're 10 to 15 years down the road, and the girls' basketball program just keeps chugging out a really good program year in and year out. And I think the varsity baseball program is, you know, kind of starting to do the same thing. So congratulations, you, Coach. You guys, great facility out there now, much needed. If you get a chance, go out there and see that this year, and follow Coach Scott and the Clinton Prairie Gophers on another outstanding season.